Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about the approach to buying.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking to the buyers out there. And buyers, I don't think you get enough love from us realtors. We put out a house for sale or a property for sale, and we wait for you to show up. Let's talk about how you could take a different approach to buying.
Well, buying is an interesting, it's a science. But unfortunately, most people don't approach it that way. I'd like to buy something. Well, there's an open house across town. Let's go take a look. And you wander around as if with no game plan and somewhat blindfolded, trying to pin the tail on the donkey and hoping it's on the right end. And there's a much more scientific approach that could be used to accomplish your end to a much greater advantage.
I think that the role of salesperson is what is the template people have in their minds when they look at realtors, as opposed to advocate. That is, if you're standing on a Ford lot, you've got to get someone to buy a Ford. If you're wanting to drive a Subaru and you go to the Ford lot, they're going to tell you why a Ford would be better for you, whether it is or not. Real estate, you don't have branding like that. I can sell a Remax property if it's the right one for you, and so on. So you've got to reframe yourself about that industry.
Yes, and it's a process of, first of all, being able to get inside of the head of the buyer, the client that you represent. First of all, what can they afford? Number two, what do they need? Not necessarily what they want, what do they need? And then attempt to match the affordability to the best product available, regardless of who has it listed, what company has it listed. You have the opportunity to go after anything and everything. But the key is you know what you're after and you know what your capacity is at that particular point. That's important.
And you also may have an intent not to go to your full capacity in the buying situation because it's a stepping stone house instead of a long-term house, for example. Then the realtor needs to know that your obsession will be on resale more so than the long-term gain of the usability of that property.
Certainly your buyer's broker needs to know the bigger picture. What are you after? What's your capacity? But also the position in life. Is this going to be your happily ever after house, the one that you're going to live in for the next 20 years? Probably not, but if they know that, that's extremely beneficial.
That's right. Then they can concern themselves with resale, and you may compromise on some of the features so that you can have the long-term game of your happily ever after house next. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.